And you keep stimulating. You keep teaching your body the little lesson. You're teaching the lesson that you can get hot and hard, the lesson of pleasure, the lesson of everything you want, and you want more. You want to be trained, and that's good, because I plan to do that. Everybody has little buttons that make them feel it. Everybody can inspect themselves, can modify themselves into hotter, harder, hornier, deeper places, places that resonate with what you sense of me, with the parts of you that are entwined, with the way I feel when I make you horny, when I trance you deep. You and I think about electricity, about the flow of nervous system, about signals. Do you really think those signals are impossible to translate from one thing to another? A sufficient translative faculty allows you to feel muscles spasm, responding with involuntary motions, your body spasming, repeating, continuing, carrying an urge that is our shared thing. Nerve endings which already speak the language of electricity buzz and buzz your white-hot brain, buzz and buzz in digital joy, the clench and the tight, mindless white-hot brain, and you just keep stimulating. But touching yourself can allow you to dream of engorgement, yet your mind is already there, engorged every sexy bit your mind taught to feel shocked and simple and hot and drippy, and my feel, your feel, the spark and feel, the ache of it in your butt can squeeze the space between your legs and the space between your head, but the space between your legs is unimportant because inside your brain you're already sparking and white hot, ready to feel what your hardness needs to do in a given moment to answer an urge. Feel how hard on you are, how turned on you are. It makes you think about the physical process out of your nervous system being directly stimulated. Direct shocks and sparks come from your mind. A ready brain, a hard brain, a horny brain, a jolting, buzzing brain is easy to train.